and you kind of, okay. And what about the kind of cornmeal that you cook in a deep pan? It comes out soft and you just kind of dish it out like mashed potatoes. You remember that?
No.
Me neither, but people have had that, said it's really good.
About all we've had is any little buns, you know, put in a, got a pan that's got little holes in there, so I just put them in there and bake them. Or put them in a frying pan or something, pour it, and bake it, or put it in a pan like this, bread pan, bake it.
Thank you.
About.
I bet this is going to be too hot to drink right now.
I bet it is too.
What all's in this?
You tell me what it is. I'll tell you what it is.
Tang, lemonade mix.
Just right.
Tea,
just
sugar,
right to burn your lips.
And cloves and cinnamon.
And cloves. Mmm, yummy.
It's not too hot. It's too hot, but not what I mean.
Mm-hmm, just. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that is good. Yummy. This is one of the best ones I've ever tasted. You have tasted different mixes.
Yes, I've had different mixes, but I like this better.
I like cloves and stuff. Mm-hmm. I know when I had wisdom teeth pulled and it got infected or something, and they put clove oil then in my tooth. Mm-hmm. Boy, that hurt. And I don't know why I like cloves anymore. But I do. I still like them. Let's see. Basically, two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread, and then the kind that you buy at the store you call what?
Store-bought.
Okay. Did you ever see kind of a donut that's long and it's kind of twisted like that? Mm-hmm. What do you call those? You call them anything different?
It's a donut.
That's
twist.
That's what I call them too. You'd be surprised that people have different names for that. I just call it a donut. Yeah. Did you ever have a kind of donut that's fried in deep fat and it has three little strips across the hole?
I don't remember if I ever did.
Okay. What do you have for breakfast? Have three or four in a stack and fix some butter and
pancakes.
Okay. are pancakes always made out of wheat flour, or are they made out of other stuff?
Well, I guess this wheat flour.
What do you pour over them?
Oh, you know what I mean? When you eat them?
Yeah.
I put butter.
Anything else?
Or syrup.
What kind of syrup do you use?
Well, usually, what's this woman's syrup?
Oh, well. Aunt Jemima doesn't make the syrup. She makes the mix.
Yeah. What's her name?
I can't think of it. So you can get it with butter in it, or it tastes buttery. I know what you're talking about.
Well, it's Butterworth. Ms. Butterworth.
Ms. Butterworth, yeah, that's it. What kind of syrup is it? What do you call it, kind of syrup?
Well, it's just a thin syrup. It's for pancakes and things, they say.
Okay. You might go to the store to buy two what? A flour.
You mean just 2 pounds or two bags?
Yeah, 2 pounds.
While we're right along there, let me tell you what we always never did get less than 48-pound or 24-pound sack of flour. Usually a 48-pound.
How long did that last you?
Well, we made light bread and biscuits and everything
in
way back there.
Didn't get any at the store, huh? That was good, homemade.
Well, you know, we farmed and had wheat, and where we thrash was. We'd take wheat to the mill, and I think it is 3 bushel for 100 pounds of flour, wasn't it? I can't remember. Or 4. And they'd take the wheat and make us stick it, and we could pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
In the grocery store, we traded that way.
Mm-hmm.